Now, from foreign to domestic issues, the economy was a big topic in the recent chats between Pastor Rick Warren and Senators McCain and Obama. One of the most challenging questions he put to the candidates, define rich.
If you're just talking about income, how about $5 million?
I would argue that if you're making more than $250,000, then you're in the top 3-4% of this country. You're doing well.
Senators McCain and Obama answered with two very different figures. In today's economy, figuring out who is rich and who's middle class is a bit tricky. Here to help us sort through it is Jared Bernstein. He's a senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute. Thank you for joining us. And if we could start off talking numbers, you know, we use income levels to make all sorts of assessments, but is there any way to numerically determine whether or not someone's rich?
No, there isn't. There's just too much variation around the country, geographical variation. Someone who has an income of $150,000 and lives in a poor rural neighborhood in the South is absolutely rich. Yet that income in the city of Manhattan, with a kid or two going to a top university paying sticker price, I'm sure you're feeling a pinch. What I can tell you, the number that John McCain cited, $5 million, there's almost nobody up there.
And what about middle class? That one seems even mushier. Is there any way to kind of relatively gauge whether or not you can be considered middle class?
My definition of middle class would be between $35,000 and somewhere like $100,000, which is a range that's probably too broad to be meaningful to anyone. To me, the numbers really don't help you that much here. I think it has a lot to do with the kind of access to opportunity or the choices that you have in life that really determines whether you're rich or middle class.
And whether or not you consider yourself rich or middle class, what effects or implications does that have on a person in terms of how they spend, how they save, what job choices they make?
I think there are people lower down the income scale, say lower middle class or poor, who have to ask themselves, can I afford to go out to eat tonight? Can I afford this long-distance call or another month of cell phone bills? Can I afford an internet connection? Yet those questions don't arise very often for people in the middle class, and they don't arise at all for rich people. So it has a lot to do with choices.
We heard earlier how each of the presidential candidates assess wealth. How might their understanding affect the way that each of them would run this country?
What you heard Obama say is if your income is above $250,000, you're doing pretty well. His tax plan actually does raise taxes on people whose income is above $250,000. McCain has a very different view. Now, you heard him say $5 million. I think he just threw off that line. I wouldn't really attack him too much on that. McCain is kind of following the Bush model of tax policy, where you cut taxes quite deeply at the top of the scale, not much in the middle or the bottom. Obama's closer to the Clinton model, where you give some tax relief to folks in the middle at the bottom and you raise taxes at the high end.
Jared Bernstein of the Economic Policy Institute, thanks.
My pleasure.